What if you walked out your front door tomorrow morning and found that the sky was totally eclipsed by what appeared to be unidentified alien craft? What if you ran back into the house only to discover every emergency television station on Earth broadcasting frantic, esoteric, difficult-to-follow information about terrified neighborhoods taking to the streets, rioting, fighting over dwindling resources while others lock themselves inside their homes and bunker down for what might be weeks without any tangible or coherent explanation of what is happening all over the Earth? Would people be clamoring for a savior figure to step in and make sense of it all? To step in and restore peace? Will we soon face a world-changing event just like the one I'm describing? Today's guest is here to help us prepare for what may be coming at us sooner than later. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Skywatch TV. What a treat we have in store for you today. Before we dive into today's panel, let me introduce our special guest. He's an Air Force veteran, author, radio show commentator, podcaster, and public speaker. He's the writer of Gen 6 Productions' Mega Drought and The Lies of Men and Gods. Please welcome Mr. Daniel Holdings. If you missed last week, we talked about the Vatican's interest in alien disclosure. The idea that ETs are out in the sky, why are we looking at them through the large binocular, the Lucifer device? Why does the Vatican have such a vested interest in following the activity of aliens and unidentified flying objects? We also talked briefly about mandatory vaccines and the condition of the world being prepared for what might look like the Book of Revelation. Today, the subject of discussion will be centered around the brand new movie by Steve Quayle, Lies of Men and Gods, Exposing the Fallen Angel Agenda, the Genetic Corruption and Destruction of the Human Race. And Daniel is the lead writer and co-producer. Welcome back, Daniel. So good to have you. If you missed last week, you really got to go back because it was the beginning of a special investigation series that we're doing on this topic. Let's get back into the conversation. We're talking about aliens. You used the words last week, fallen angels. I've heard my father, Tom, and Derek both use the terms many, many times, watchers, when describing entities or fallen angels or aliens. Do you think that these aliens are the watchers that the pseudepigraphal books of the Bible speak about?
You know, that's a great question, because let me take you back to Genesis, in the garden, right? And it says in Genesis 1 that the serpent was more cunning than all the rest. That's always bothered me. The serpent, that's reptilian.
Yeah.
That's a dragon. That's not a human. That's not what we would consider a cherub, because, Don, as you know, Lucifer's a fallen cherub, right? So that's not the picture that you have.
Right.
So where does this terminology come from? As I was writing the data points, I'll call them, for the movie, again, going back to the fact that your father was on the unholy sea with us, he said something just as an afterthought in that interview. And it was just, again, it was a kind of a disjointed thing, but just he wanted to throw it in there. And he said, and you know, the pseudepigraphal books say that the watchers were reptilian. And I was like, man, that makes perfect sense. Tom, what do you think of that whole idea of the serpent in the garden? Was that one of the watchers?
Well, I think that the fallen angels have a relation with each other. One of them was the head of all the rest of them. Many people believe that that was what was manifest in the garden as a, quote, serpent, or maybe even a fiery flying seraphim, which is also in the scripture, which are denoted with reptilian-like features. When Steve Quayle and I were in the Four Corners talking to the tribal elders down there, they pointed out to us that in many of the petroglyphs that they have painted these objects, and many of these predating the life of Christ, the time of Jesus Christ, they're thousands of years old. Mm-hmm. And they can tell because as they get older, the whatever it was they use for ink gets darker and darker. It's like a tarry-like subject matter. But they pointed out to us that if you go there, you can see the earliest stories of creation as well as when a portal opened above Mount Graham, which we had gone to, and we got a lot of the legend out of there, but also on the Four Corners, And you can see this spiral that they draw opening. And what is coming through it? It is a reptilian entity
right.
that comes through to deceive. Dr. Don Mose told yep. us the same thing.
That's
a PhD.
Right.
We went to the Navajo Nation. Told us the same thing, that this entity came through and started deceiving all of the nations of the world, to go into their kivas, to go into their underground holy places, their version of a church, if you will, or a chapel, and to start conducting witchcraft. That's what the serpent taught them how to do. Then they became cannibalistic. They started eating one another. So it led them to this horrible place. But I think they're also describing what is spoken of in the Dead Sea Scrolls when it describes one of these entities by the name of Makarisha. And it is described as very serpent-like, very dark, like an adder, very destructive and terrible. And when you go into the Four Corners area, they're painting this creature coming through a vortex to
That's
deceive
right.
the nations of the world.
What's really interesting about the Bible is that we tend to think of the Watchers, or most people who've heard of the term of the Watchers associate them with the book of 1st Enoch and the sons of God who, according to Jude and Peter, are now in the abyss. Peter, 2 Peter 2:4, is specific in saying that they're in Tartarus, which is a level below Hades. Mm-hmm. But we see in Daniel chapter 4 the punishment of Nebuchadnezzar for his pride. Nebuchadnezzar's dream, I saw in the visions of my head as I lay in bed, and behold, a watcher, a holy one, came down from heaven. And then verse 17, the sentence is by decree of the watchers, the decision by the word of the holy ones. Apparently, this is a class of angelic mm-hmm. being or supernatural being with some power and authority given to them by God. Some of them, obviously from Daniel, are still faithful, but there appears to be others who have chosen badly, mm-hmm. like most of us humans. There is none righteous, no, not one. Well, apparently in the spirit realm, many of them have exercised free will to rebel as well. So yes, I think these watchers could in fact be some of these entities that are in the movie Lies of Men and Gods.
Yeah.
So when you see the film, because again, we'll go through the evidence, but you can't separate the fact that those things have been buried for thousands of years, and all right. of a sudden they're showing watchers on them. They're showing right. reptilian angels. And you know, the idea that Lucifer was a cherub, cherubs aren't supposed to look reptilian as far as my understanding goes.
Right.
So we like to think of things in Christian terms, that things go this way, this way, this way, and this way. What I think we are seeing is the idea that we don't know nothing.
Right, right. Mm. And you skipped by that so quickly. For the viewers at home, you talked about this expedition where you guys actually go and dig and bring up these old ancient artifacts. Just unpack that for a little bit, because we moved past it so quickly. Give some context to that adventure.
So there have been two expeditions that Gen 6 is funded, that Steve Quayle is funded specifically. And the first one occurred 2021. Mm-hmm. The second one occurred last year. What we did, because some of those artifacts were brought to our director of antiquities down there, Jesse, and he didn't see them dug out of the ground. And so there have been a lot of comments, well, those are fake. Those aren't
sure,
real.
Sure, sure. Okay. Wasn't right. there, didn't see it, pull it out.
Exactly.
Right.
And they look too good to be fake. So what Steve purposed to do is he wanted to capture on camera every shovel.
Yeah.
Every cutting down of a branch, every cutting down of a tree, using geo radar to find these things and dig them out on camera. So what we found, there's a huge hole. It's like 8 feet tall. And again, every shovel, you see every shovel undone, mm-hmm. you see branches, roots being cut, and these artifacts being pulled out, showing Toltecs, Aztecs, Mayans, all interacting with aliens. Ancient history coming alive on camera. Now, that was part of the impetus for this movie. Wait a minute. We have evidence. We have seen this.
Right.
And so, therefore, why is it that they are telling us that they don't know anything about this, but yet
right.
these aliens have been around for thousands and thousands
right.
of years?
It's like we farm out the authoritative final conclusion to the government to tell us what the reality behind all of this is, when we can discern with our own eyes what we're seeing. These were ancient objects that all depicted the same types of interactions with something or someone or some beings from outer space or from above, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And even more than that, though, why are we farming out the answers to these questions to the New Agers who want to tell us that these are our space brothers who are coming back to help us ascend
Yeah, well, they're getting that from the Vatican, so, you know, because that's what the Vatican, their Opus Dei level theologians are writing papers on this, and it's a slow process to go through to be accepted as doctrine, but they're working on it at the Pope's Academy. Mm.
Again, another data point, exactly what you just said. When we went back and we looked at what you and Chris Putnam found out at the Vatican and those comments about Opus Dei theologians working on new doctrine, accepting our alien brothers. Francis just a couple of years ago said, yeah, we'll baptize aliens. And then a few years later he said, well, maybe because we know that we're fallen and they're not, maybe they will come baptize us in a new understanding. Folks, this is the great deception. This is what we need to understand.
It's a setup.
This has been developed for decades, if not hundreds of years, and we are at the culmination of that deception. Joe, you asked me last program why there's an increase in frequency of UFO sightings. Mm-hmm. Because of that. Because they are about to unveil just what you and Chris found. They are about to unveil the Antichrist, or at least his representative of them, and they will tell us that they made us. They will tell panspermia, the old panspermia is that aliens seeded life on this planet. They will say that Christ was an alien and he was superior to us, and then we will be called to worship them.
Right.
That is what this is coming to, the great deception.
I don't think that every person that would identify as Catholic subscribes to all of this. So excluding those that are totally not buying the idea that they have any personal interest in ET or UFO disclosure. We know in point of fact, though, Tom, that there are those in the Vatican at the very high level who are very preoccupied with this idea of aliens. Why do you think that is?
Well, I have a lot of quotes here, but we asked Brother Guy Consolmagno that very question before we went up to Mount Graham. And by the way, you don't just get in your car and drive up to Mount Graham and jump out and say, we're here to see the aliens. You have to have permission. We went up with a guide. He got us pass all the locking
gates. We had to wear security badges.
Yeah, you were there, me and you and Chris Putnam. Yeah. But before we went, I interviewed Brother Consolmagno because he is the director of the Vatican astronomy groups. He's the Pope's personal astronomer, all those kind of things. So I wanted to get, you know, to the bottom line. And here's an interesting story. I'll make it very quick. He had written a book called Intelligent Life in the Universe. They were heralding this before it came out. Everybody had great anticipation.
Yeah.
I signed up, paid for it to get it early. Literally the week it came out, I got a refund. They pulled the book. Took it off the market literally as soon as it came out. I'm like, now the mystery's really growing, right? So I wanted to know why that was the case. Anyway, I asked Brother Consolmagno about it. He gave me a gibberish kind of an answer. But then I asked him, and this was breakthrough. I said, well, is there any way I could get a copy of the PDF of the book since it was pulled so quickly? And he surprised me by sending it to me. You read through that book, and he makes the case that the Nephilim are what today we would call aliens, right? And he even makes the case that this represents a high angelic order, that they're going to be coming back, and they could be our saviors. But then he goes further, and let me just get this to you very quickly. When I ask him, does the Vatican's top astronomer actually mean to say that the Nephilim from the Bible are an example of the kind of space saviors that we could soon look to for salvation? He sent me his book, and he highlighted this part of his book where that incredible association is only surpassed by this. And here's what he says, and I'm quoting from his book, in quoting John 10:16, which says, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. And then Consolmagno follows that by saying this, perhaps it is not so far-fetched to see the second person of the Trinity, Jesus, the Word, who was present in the beginning, John 1:1, coming to lay down his life and to take it up again, John 10:18, not only as the Son of Man, but also as a child of these other races. So then I emailed him back and I said, literally? Really? You're telling me Jesus is the star wow. child of an alien race, that the Immaculate Conception was actually an abduction scenario in which aliens took Mary and impregnated her with this divine seed? He wouldn't answer. No more questions following that, but it's in his book. And I have sent that book to different people who've asked for it, but when I make that assertion, they're like, you've got to be putting me on. Yeah. But it's his words, it's in his book. And I think they pulled it because wow. it was right at the same time they're coming, they might be our saviors. Like you just said a moment ago, we're not going to be baptizing them. They're going to be baptizing us.
You know, one of the other people in that movie that we, from our original footage that didn't make The Unholy Sea, was Leo Zagami. Leo Zagami's a researcher, right. that kind of thing. Well, Leo Zagami got a picture of Father
Consolmagno.
That guy. He got a picture, a picture of him and the head Satanist uh-huh. doing an exorcism in Rome. Now, and he says this, how can the head Satanist work with an exorcist from the Catholic Church? Mm-hmm. So there is this...
It's literally Satan casting out Satan.
Exactly, exactly. There is an underlying story woven under here that they do not want the general public to find out. Even to our Catholic brothers and sisters that faithfully worship Jesus, that's not who we're talking to. We're talking about the Jesuits. We're talking about the people that are doing satanic worship, according to testimony, at a special location in Rome. This goes far deeper than what we're talking about here, just aliens.
Yeah, I'll follow that when we come back from the break. Yeah. That's something that Malachi Martin told us.
We're going to take a quick break so that you can learn how you can get your copy of Lies of Men and Gods. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
There is a huge web of deception that has been intentionally woven into the underbelly of everything we perceive to be reality here on Earth. And it is compounded by falsehoods uttered from the lips of our governments, militaries, and even the Vatican. But what is the lie? And what is at stake? Skywatch TV is proud to present the Lies of Men and Gods Hyper Video Collection. When you order the new documentary film by Steve Quayle and Daniel Holdings, Lies of Men and Gods, exposing the fallen angel agenda, the genetic corruption and destruction of the human race from the Skywatch TV store. You'll also receive the two full-length bonus DVDs, Humanity's Twilight and Extinction Protocols. First, in the brand new groundbreaking documentary, Lies of Men and Gods, you will see how the globalists who control our governments, militaries, and parts of the Vatican are working to condition the masses of the world to accept the premise that aliens, set to arrive here on Earth very soon, are our technological, moral, and even spiritual superiors, and that they are in fact our creators. Featuring interviews with legends in Bible prophecy like Steve Quayle and Dr. Thomas Horn, this incredible expose burrows deep into the veiled reality of evil, which Satan is actively trying desperately to keep hidden from view. With never-before-seen footage of evidence that points to the absolute genetic corruption of human beings, this film endeavors to give you the unfiltered truth about who and what is actually controlling our planet. In the Lies of Men and Gods Hyper Video Collection, you'll also receive Daniel Holdings' DVD presentation, Humanity's Twilight. This fascinating DVD delves into one of the most tumultuous times in recent American history and how modern-age pandemics are being used by governments of the world to usher in a massive loss of individual freedoms, civil unrest, famine, and even war. This video presentation serves as an outright warning about what's coming in the days ahead. But that's not all. Also included in this must-have collection is Daniel Holdings' DVD presentation, Extinction Protocols. This powerhouse DVD brings you face-to-face with the realities of how globalists are, right now, plotting the deaths of over 90% of the Earth's population from forced medical interventions, alien disclosures, AI technology, and the end of paper money to the explosion of cryptocurrencies and precious metals. Extinction Protocols covers what you need to know in order to be prepared for what is coming next. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Time is short. The Lies of Men in God's Hyper Video Collection may be the last opportunity to expose an evil that waits at our doorstep. It is a reality that is stranger than fiction. The Lies of Men in God's Hyper Video Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. The subject of discussion today is Lies of Men and Gods, the film by Steve Quayle. And, of course, we're in studio with the lead writer and co-producer, Mr. Daniel Holdings. I want to get right back into the interview. That was outrageous where we had to leave for the break there. Right before the break, though, Tom, you had kind of teased that you had something you wanted to add. But before you jump in, I want to set up this question. And I'd love to get all your reactions to this. I think the question in the room is, why? If the Vatican has interest in following outer space, they believe they're in touch with some higher entity or a space brother or UFOs or alien beings, or even if they were to tell you, you know, behind the smoke and mirrors, yes, we totally believe in the idea of demons. What is the point of their participation then in a great deception? What do they get out of that relationship?
Well, I think, first of all, it's because they are true believers. Corrado Balducci, who was an exorcist, but he was the Vatican spokesperson on the aliens and what are they and are they real, and he was a true believer that they were real, but he went further than that. Might have even got him killed. He went on Italian television. They produced a documentary film, and he started kind of spilling the beans about how the Vatican not only believes it's possible, but are already in contact with these entities. He hinted making deals with them. He said that they're collecting information about their agenda through their embassies around the world. He went on and on, and then right after that, oops, suddenly he's dead, right? So I think maybe he started spilling the beans. But the point is this, even if that's not true, the Vatican believes in it enough that they're trying to put themselves out there as the answer source.
Okay.
Because they believe it's going to happen, and when it does happen, it's going to bring the world to its knees, and people are not only going to be looking for technological questions and things like that, but spiritual questions.
Yeah.
Who are they? What are they? Are they also part of God's creation? That's why they are addressing all of this stuff. In fact, the Opus Dei theologian for the church, Father Tanzaliniti, that you briefly mentioned before the break, he's even writing the paper for the Vatican on this, and he is saying that once we have confirmation of a religious nature from an extraterrestrial source, you will not be required to deny your faith in the beginning. However, once the information is verified, I don't know how you're going to verify alien religion information, but once it is verified,
right,
he said it then will require us to do a rereading of the gospel as we know it, inclusive of the new revelation that is coming from an alien source. So they are full on preparing themselves for this. Now, one other thing real quickly, I don't want to dominate. Father Malachi Martin was actually providing answers to this over a decade ago, and it started when he was on Art Bell. And Art Bell said, Father, why did the Vatican force themselves onto a mountain in southeastern Arizona, where Chris Putnam and I went and Joe went? Why did they do that? Why did they fight in federal court to get up there? And his answer was classic. He said, it's because at the highest level of geopolitics in the Vatican, they know what is approaching the earth, and that it will be of the utmost importance in coming years. We asked, remember, when we visited with the Jesuit astronomer who was on duty at Mount Graham, we asked him, why did he say that? And he basically said, well, the only thing we're using, the large binocular telescope and the Lucifer device for these days, is we are focused on a certain part of deep space where we believe that there is alien intelligence on another world. And we're like, are you really telling us this right now? I mean, what? So it was a pretty amazing visit. But one final other thing, Malachi Martin, in the books you're rereading, Windswept House right now, he wrote the Final Conclave. He wrote all those books. Malachi Martin was an insider at the Vatican. Yeah. He studied the Dead Sea Scrolls before the public was even aware that they were made. He was in on the secrets of Fatima. Mm-hmm. He was a polyglot. He could speak something like 16 or 17 languages. He was translating the Dead Sea Scrolls for the Vatican. He was a friend of the Pope, and then they let him go, and he started writing all these books. But interestingly, he said this. When was the doo-doo going to hit the fan? Yeah. He said, when a Jesuit is elected the Pope at the Vatican. We have the very first Jesuit Pope now in history, right, in the person of Pope Francis. He said, when that happens, that will set in motion the Vatican's connection to the rise of a new world order and the arrival of Antichrist and the false prophet. That's what he said.
That's essentially the plot of Windswept House, and I'm only about 40 pages in, but the reason I picked it up is because it describes a satanic ritual taking place inside St. Paul's Chapel at Vatican City in 1963. He said that the events depicted in Windswept House, 95% true, the characters 85% real, and the plot, quoting now, it tells the story of an international organized attempt by Vatican insiders and secular internationalists to force a pope of the Catholic Church to abdicate, which you predicted, Benedict, in 2013, so that a successor may be chosen who will fundamentally change Orthodox faith and establish a new world order.
Which is exactly
this was written in 1996. 1996, and it's coming. We're seeing it unfold right before our eyes. Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, what do you think in terms of timing? We don't here at Skywatch TV like to be date setters, but you look at the signs and symptoms, and they seem really obvious and very much gaining speed and very much being picked up all over the world. The frequency we talked about last week, Daniel, of sightings and visitations. But do you think that we are eminently going to experience what I described at my open, this chaotic moment, like the film with Will Smith, Independence Day, where you just, you know, the governments of the world lose control of their ability to decide when this message is revealed, and we just are suddenly, we find ourselves happen upon this great big reveal, and it's just chaos.
You know, of course, the word says that no one knows the day or the hour.
Right.
So we don't really know exactly how this is going to play out. But what we do know is the evidence. What is the evidence out there that we can follow? So what we are seeing is an increase in UFOs. We have the testimony at the large binary telescope that says that we are watching what is approaching. You have Malachi Martin saying, and you skipped this part, Malachi Martin said that something very important will portend in the next 5 years, 10 years. That's what he said. So I don't know exactly when what they are watching will be here, but Joe, I can tell you it's on its way. When you see God move in a project like this, it is mind-blowing. One of the things that we did when it was all written and it was all put together before it was actually finished being edited and produced, we stood back and we went, I can't believe this. Because one of the things that the movie does is it shows how literal the Word of God is.
Right.
When the Word says that the whole world lies in the hands of the evil one, we accept that on a spiritual level, but we don't really accept that on a physical level. One of the things that this film does is it absolutely physically points to a physical being living here in control of planet Earth, and that is what The Lies of Men and Gods is all about.
Yeah, and I watched the film too. And I mean, there's some great stuff in there by Tom Horn. But besides that, though, no, honestly, people are going to see things. I'm telling you, you're going to see things that you have never seen before.
Right.
And they're so mind-boggling that you think, this can't be real. And yet, you guys went through the process of dating and all the things that you did. And it was an archaeological team that you hired that went there and did it.
We're talking about Lies of Men and Gods. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you get your copy of this DVD along with the special opportunity to take advantage of the bonus works that are included in this special offer. But next week, Daniel Holdings will be back to talk about whether or not we will someday be told that aliens are our creators. It's not one you're going to want to miss. For everybody here in studio, everybody on panel, Daniel, thanks again for coming. I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.